What is up, beloved? It is your girl Nicole Knight, and welcome to another episode of Continue with Me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better. Okay, so this is the first official episode of 2023, and I am excited. I'm really excited because I'm actually planning out content and I'm being an organized content creator. I'm really going to try and push. And I'm actually really excited to share what I've jotted down with you guys. Well, not in this episode. This episode is just going to be episode that I wanted to do because I drew inspiration from actually a photo I saw. It was a photo of, you know, I'm not really into this astrology thing. You know, I am into like star signs and all of that, but like astrology, like deep within, you know, with the angel numbers and all of that. Nah, I'm not really that deep in. But I saw this picture on Google, actually. I was trying to make a vision board and it really resonated with me, you know. And that number was 222. I don't know if I'm supposed to say 222 or 222. What if I'm messing up the thing? I don't know. I really don't know, but I'm gonna say 222. So I really resonated with this number because it spoke about alignment and balance and harmony, you know. That's what it spoke about. And I've really felt like there were parts of my life where I was in a moment of, oh, okay, isn't this yahlangana? In Zulu, it's isn't this yahlangana. Things are finally aligning after inyaganyaga and all of that, after confusing moments in life and questioning why certain things are happening to you. Finally, kuyahlangana. Things are aligning. Things are finally aligning. Things are actually, you know, coming, like making sense. Like they are making sense finally, you know. So I actually wanted to just share that moment where I felt like things were actually aligning in my life. And that's what this episode's going to be about. It's going to be how the number 222 resonated with me, and what part it played and what significant part it played in my life, you know. As I said, I'm not really into astrology like that. I do believe in star signs, but I've never really taken time to actually do research and really go into depth about, you know, angel numbers. That's what I should say, angel numbers. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's not going to be long. I always say it's not going to be long, then it ends up long. I hope this time I'm actually telling the truth and it's actually not going to be long. Okay, as I already said, I'm not really into astrology like that. I'm not really into it like that, you know. I know what star sign I am. I know of different star signs. I do believe of some characteristics that we might share as people from the same star sign, you know. I believe in those, like, that part of it. But, you know, like the angel numbers, I don't know, but I really, really resonated with it this time because I actually sat and thought, that actually really does make sense. That makes sense, you know, and it made sense to me even more because I am a Christian. I'm Christian and I believe in faith so much. I believe that you have to have faith and that you have to trust in God and trust these process. And for me, it just, you know, came together in a way. It came together and they both made sense, you know. So I think that's how it resonates with me more, I guess, if I could put it like that. So there was a part of my life where I felt like everything was amiss. When I say everything, I mean everything. I didn't know what was happening around me. I was just like, okay, I'm floating through life, yeah. I'm floating through life, you know. And that was after me, like, actually planning out. You know when people, like, plan out their lives and know what they want to do in life and they've got the steps and everything, like, you've got everything planned out. You know what's going on in your life and, you know, you're putting in the work, you're putting in the effort. I did that. But after me putting in the effort and the work, things still didn't turn out the way I wanted them to turn out, you know? And everything was just a mess. I just felt like everything was a mess. And my plans were basically a mess, and what I wanted to do. And in terms of what I wanted to do, I mean like the field. Like I'm speaking more in career aspect of life. And yeah, so if you know me, if you're close to me, if you were in high school with me and my family, obviously, you know that I really wanted to go into the medical field, right? I really, really wanted to. But, guys, first of all, don't even ask me why, because I was being dumb. Why my mom and I didn't apply early, first of all. So, if you know, if you're in matric or grade 11 or was in matric, you know, applications for any type of medical, anything in medicine, you know, you have to apply early. And I think applications close in June, April, La Punji, somewhere there. Me, I decided to delay. Girl. So by the time I applied, the things that were in the medical field were more of dentistry and pharmacy and, you know, those things, which I was like, okay, not bad, but that's not what I really wanted to do. So I had to make a decision, you know, if I am willing to take the year off and, you know, try again, or go with my second option, something that I'm also passionate about, and, you know, just go with it and see how it goes, and maybe try again some other time, you know. So I had to make that decision, and in Jay, it was a mess, because I was so confused. I was like, should I do this, guys, it was a lot. But then at the end of the day, I ended up deciding somehow on doing the thing that I was sick and passionate about, you know. Yeah. It was not pretty, it was not glitter and sparkles, it was not pretty at all. But now, like right now, this today, I am actually, my mom as well was speaking about this, that I am actually so glad that I didn't take that gap year, and I actually aspired to do the course that I'm doing and be in the field that I am today. Because if you follow me, if you connect with me on other social media platforms, and if you're close to me, you know that I am venturing into the industry field as well, because like influencing, content creating and all of that, I'm venturing into that as well. How? I don't know, it just happened, guys. By the way, I hit 100k followers on Instagram, guys. Congratulate me. Yeah, but that happened. I have no idea how, but it just happened. You know, it just happened, and things were going, it's going great. It's actually going great. And also with the degree I'm doing, like my law degree, that's going great too, you know. And I think, I sit and think, and my mom and I think, we're like, imagine if I went into the medical field, because the medical field is very demanding. It's very demanding of your time. It requires a lot of you, you know. I wouldn't have had time to venture into other things that I was passionate about as well, you know. And that was it. That was me feeling like things actually are aligning after and all of that mess, you guys. Things actually aligned, and actually things started making sense as to why God decided not to put me on that path that I wanted so badly, and I wanted like I worked for it, you know. And God was like, that's not yours, girl. I have other plans for you. Just you wait. So and like I just feel like things are starting to align, things are starting to make sense, as in my path in life is being a lawyer and also being in, I don't even know what industry to call it. Should I say entertainment? I don't think it's entertainment, guys. Entertainment, isn't that musician? I don't know. But you know, being a social media personality or whatever I want to call it, you know. And Yeah, I'm actually genuinely happy with how that's going. Not just the social media thing, but also like my degree. Like I'm genuinely happy. I'm actually enjoying it. I'm not unhappy. Like God knew what he was doing, guys. God knew what he was doing. And it was a matter of me just having faith in him and really just trusting the whole process. Like trusting with the God will align, everything will align on time because God's timing is the best timing, okay? And I just wanted to share this to encourage people if they feel like they have been working hard towards something that they really want and agu it's not happening, just don't feel discouraged. Do not feel discouraged by your circumstances or anything. Don't feel discouraged. It's just a journey. This is just a journey. Things will align at some point in your life, and you will realize, Wusi, yo, that's why this happened. Okay. Like, I swear, guys, I swear. Hear it from me. I'm here to testify. I am here to testify. Yeah, that's all. That's all for this episode, actually. That's what I wanted to actually share. But it was just me trying to encourage you guys and trying to bring in the 222 number and how its significance in my life right now, and how I'm watching it play out in my life, and how I'm watching God align things for me, you know. And it's just, yeah, it's amazing to watch. It's like I'm just sitting here watching my life now at this point. Yes, there are ups and downs, and yes, things aren't perfect, but I'm just truly, truly grateful. That's all I can say. I am at the point in my life where I'm just grateful. Grateful for everything that happens, the grateful for the people that are in my life, grateful for the people that God has removed from my life because I don't need that. Okay. I'm just grateful. Just grateful. But I think that's it for today's episode. This is the first episode, guys, of 2023. As I said, I'm excited. I am excited. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you have a story to tell as well. Make sure you leave a comment, or if you're a bit shy, DM me. Hit me up on Instagram at nicole.naidu. Yeah, and share your story. I'd love, 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 love to hear it. And yeah, that's it for today. More episodes to come, by the way. And that's it for your girl, Nicole Naidu, and good night.